Some lawmakers will use their recess to rally support for an immigration bill. In Iowa yesterday, two Senate Democrats took the fight to the home district of one of the issue's toughest critics. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
It was no accident that Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin and Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin came to Ames, Iowa, to make their case. Ames is part of Republican Congressman Steve King's district. Durbin doesn't like what King has been saying about so-called dreamers. Those are young people brought here as children by their undocumented parents.
There have been things said about these young students and young people that just aren't fair at all.
Congressman King often makes headlines for extra strong statements, but he struck even more of a nerve recently when he said about the so-called dreamers that there are 100 drug smugglers for every valedictorian among them. Even some top Republicans called that hateful and ignorant. Now, immigration supporters are using the incident to rally for their cause. That includes 24-year-old Eduardo Rodriguez.
My story is I was born in Valle del Bravo, Mexico, and my parents brought me over to the States when I was a year old.
For Rodriguez and other immigration activists, Senator Durbin is a kind of hero. He's the author of the so-called DREAM Act, creating a path to legal residency for dreamers. He's also one of the Gang of Eight, the bipartisan group that shepherded a comprehensive immigration overhaul through the Senate.
We came together on a bipartisan basis, and at the end of the day, we passed a bill.
The rally was in Steve King's district, but most who showed up were not on his side.
That's true. I am very much opposed to his position.
That's retired county attorney and now immigration activist Mary Richards, who would like to see the House take up the Senate bill. Congressman King turned down requests for interviews, but on a conservative talk show on Omaha's KFAB radio, he says so what if even Republican House Speaker John Boehner criticizes him?
There's no denying the fact of what I said, and so they attack the messenger because the facts undermine their dreamer amnesty agenda.
But a small group of protesters outdoors were on the congressman's side. Retired journalist Larry Clayton held a banner saying, "Secure the borders first."
I believe that the amnesty bill, which is what I call it, or the DREAM Act bill or whatever, makes a mockery out of our current immigration system.
It's unclear what part of that Senate package could pass the House. King's Republican leaders say they plan to look at immigration bills on a piecemeal basis starting this autumn. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.